Hi, everyone. This is Andrea Dembecki, and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. I'm excited to be here with everybody, bringing in some positive angelic healing vibrations. I'm offering 1 month intensive angel therapy mentoring packages. I have two spots open for those, and that will be an intensive month of work with me on your spiritual connection, on awakening your gifts or healing trauma. It's really tailored to meet your needs. I'm also offering past life intensive reports and healings and unicorn energy activations and unicorn guide activations. Those are a few of my specialty sessions I'm offering right now. As usual, I always have my angel therapy sessions available, and I now have a new booking system on my website for that. Otherwise, the other sessions are in the store. Please visit my Angel Fairy Healing Facebook group. I have that free Facebook group with lots of great content. Love to connect with all of you. I'm also doing lots on TikTok. And you can also join my newsletter. Woohoo! Lots of ascension stuff going on, lots of big stuff with this eclipse moon. And I wanted to talk about one of the major things that has been coming up in private clients session work, especially for women. And I think this is a huge collective issue, is that people don't feel supported in life. They don't feel supported by their partners, by their work, by the universe itself. They're kind of in loops of chronic stress. And so I wanted to talk about ways to heal this, because I see this core issue with a lot of people that I do readings for, is this like wound of not feeling safe in the world and supported. Now, there's many different ways this happens. It could be an ancestral thing from childhood, from our own parents, a learned behavior that life is hard and that, like, you know, nothing's on your side and it's a constant struggle. It can also be a lack of relationship with a higher power. So, you know, feeling that God is looking out for you, also like an alienation from your family or your community, that you feel like you're the savior or you're the one that has to do everything and no one can help you. And just being stuck in this state of like unworthiness and struggle and inability to really receive the goodness of life, really receive support and solutions and really feel like safe in the universe. I watched my own mother struggle with this, and I feel like this has kind of grown in my own consciousness as an adult, and I see this in lots of session work with clients. So I wanted to bring some healing to this for everybody, because I feel like this is like a core wound in our culture almost, for light workers, for women, for sensitive people, for givers, right? Or we tend to not be able to receive. It's also kind of a savior mentality, right? We are so strong, we can help everyone else and we don't need anything. So I want to talk about ways we can heal this pattern, if you feel like you can relate to this pattern. And number one is developing a relationship with a higher power, God, the universe, the angels, feeling like you can rely on a higher power to help you, that you have good luck, it's looking out for you, that you can have conversations with this, that you can pray and ask for things, that you can receive and really feel that connection to that higher power. Now, I wish I had that at a young age. I wish I understood guardian angels at a young age, because that really changed my life when I understood I had guardian angels and that I could call on Archangel Michael. And I think that's really important, that we anchor in this pattern that, yeah, I'm loved. I'm loved by God. I'm loved by my angels. The universe is on my side, and I can have this interactive relationship with that to solve my problems and uplift the energy of my life. Sometimes we don't even ask for solutions. We just assume life is going to be like endless hardship. I know I saw that a lot in my feminine lineage. Like, it was like constant problems and not a lot of ease and receiving of goodness. So we want to heal that pattern collectively. So the next thing we want to look at is the deep belief systems about that. Do we believe we're unworthy? Do we believe life is hard? Do we believe the world is against us, that people are against us, that we can't get a break, that there will never be enough? What do we believe? What do we believe, and how can we repattern that? I'm worthy. I'm nourished. I'm abundant. I can reach my goals. I'm blessed. I'm amazingly provided for in my life, right? The next thing we need to do is really communicate and evolve the relationships around us, whether that be with our friends, our family, our partner, that we ask for our needs to be met and that we create an equal teamwork unit versus what a lot of women or light workers do, where they become the savior or they never want to ask for help or they become passive aggressive then, where you never ask for help but you're bitter. I see this pattern a lot where there's not a unity and a communication. And I always tell people, you have to ask for your needs to be met and kind of create that teamwork with the people around you so that you can rely on people and that they know how to help you and get your needs met. So we want to open up that worthiness, that you are worthy of equal help, like the help that you give, you are worthy of it, and that you have people that you can rely on around you, your trusted friends, partner, whatever that is, and that you really communicate, this is what I need from you. I need help with this, or I'm worried about this. And sometimes that can just show up as getting advice, like getting coaching or help from your partner or your friends and saying, I'm really struggling with this, and maybe I'm ashamed about it, and I don't want to ask for help, but I really need help with it. And you know, some of that's ego too. Like some of us, we want to be the superhero, and we don't want to admit where we need help. We don't want to receive help. So we want to look at that, right? We can receive help. We can be unified with the people around us as a team. We can receive support from God. So as we do some healing on this, I'm bringing in lots of angels. I feel like this is a lot of divine feminine angels coming in to heal this and really looking at support structures and of the gentle souls, of the people that are givers in the world. We're looking at bringing in that energy of receiving and of worthiness and of trust, right? That we have trusted people around us, people understand us, people want to help us, that we have good luck. This is really important. This one belief, I have good luck, I am blessed, God is looking out for me, my problems are being solved, I am loved, I am worthy, all is well in my world, life is good to me, everybody helps me, everybody blesses me, I'm equal. And this is really great to uplift that, because a lot of us can run these unhealthy codependent habits where we help others, but nobody can help us, and then we're bitter. I know I've run that energy for years, and I'm finally evolving to the point where I can receive from others, and I can, you know, shatter those belief systems. But now I'm looking more at what it means to really be nourished and really receive and really feel safe in the world. And when was the last time I felt that way? And did I ever feel that way? And did my mother feel that way? And did I have any role models that felt that way? And so I want to just say prayers for everyone on the planet who can relate to this. It's time to evolve this. You can evolve this. I want you to offer up any suffering around this to your angels, to God, and say, I'm ready for positive change. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to heal my relationship with life. I'm ready to heal my relationship with the people around me. I am ready to shift my core vibrations around this, and I am ready to live a beautiful, nourished, happy life. Thank you for listening, everybody. I wish you many blessings and lots of angel help with anything that you may be facing in your life. And you can always reach me at angelfuryhealing.com. This is Andrea Dumbecki. Have a great day.